from you we can do nothing, so we depend on you.
I'm going to open the scripture first. Open your Bibles, please. I do have a voice tonight, hallelujah. Last week, it was a little challenging for all of us. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. And while you're turning there, let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, and we thank you for eyes to see and an anointing to break the yoke of ignorance off of us. That we've been dumbed down, we've been lied to, we've been deceived by the God of this world. So, Father, we thank you tonight to open up our eyes, to connect the dots of the hidden hand, of things that are going on so we can see. Thank you for oil in our lamps. We thank you for the teaching gift tonight so people can see what's going on. Eyes to see. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, Colossians 2, it says, beware lest any man spoil you. Let's put these babies on here. That word spoil there means damage you severely. So beware lest anyone damage you severely through philosophy. Now, philosophy is the wisdom of this world. And actually, the philosophy we're going to talk about tonight is repeating from what we talked about last week, eyes to see what's really going on, the Hegelian dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution, order out of chaos. Because if you don't see this, you're not going to see what's going on. And it's not just now. This is history. This has been the way the enemy works. And it's based on a philosophy. And all the societies, the hidden societies, secret societies, all have hidden mystery religions. Now, we're not talking about that we're going into that side of it. We're just wanting to know generally what the plan of the enemy is, because you need to know who your enemy is so you know who to resist. If you don't know who to resist, you're going to absorb. You're going to be deceived in these end times, and we don't want to be deceived. God doesn't want us to be deceived. So he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. All of these things that we're going to talk about tonight are anti-Christ. It's rebellion against Christ and Christians. And it's a system in the world how to control and manipulate massive people. It's actually the world. How the enemy is going. You have to think, is the Antichrist just going to show up? No, he's building a platform, a structure, right, of chaos, confusion, everything the opposite of what God is. He wants everything not natural. Humans, food, air, everything that we're going through is like you're seeing a reversal. And it's almost like a hands in the air of, we reject you, God. And that's what the new system is. It's a Luciferian system. So we're wondering what's going on with our world today. We're under the influence of a controlled media propaganda. And I've talked about this before, about the propaganda, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about it in a second here. Controlled media propaganda. Control what people listen and see to, you can control the world. It's a campaign promoting political. Politics are very involved in this. Economic. Finances are very involved in this. Religious structures, religion is very much a part of this philosophy. And part of it is the devil came in pretending he's Christian. Jews, so-called, the synagogue of Satan, right? So the whole thing is we'll pretend we're Christians, but as we infiltrate them, dumb them down, not to get to know Jesus personally, not to have a relationship with him, but make many paths. Harmony, unity with the world. I'm not going to call some of these names out. I don't want to get taken off, but we'll just call it the new system. We are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we're rather to reprove. What does that reprove mean? We're to expose them. We're to bring the light. When you bring the light, you see. And just think, when we stand before God, when this life is over, and we he's going to be pure light in anything in us. Can you imagine? We don't want anything in there that's not supposed to be in there in us. Because have you ever seen people that just look right through you? Just think about the eyes, the penetrating eyes of Jesus looking right through you. So anything that's wrong in our life, we have to repent now. This isn't the day to sin. And I'm not going to preach messages to, you know, inspire you, da-da-da-da. We have to learn what's going on. We have to put sin aside and see we're in a spiritual battle, and we're going to new levels now that we've never experienced before, especially in other countries, but in America also. We've never seen these things that are coming. So we're supposed to expose them. It's part of our job to expose the works of darkness. In 1 Corinthians 14:8, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for battle?" And we know that the trumpet was used to warn the people. Can you imagine if they didn't give a clear warning sign? They'd go, "What's that guy just practicing today?" You know, the trumpet was the warning, you're being attacked. And the people inside the walls would prepare for an attack. And the trumpeter was to give that warning. Well, we need preachers today, teachers today, that will warn so that people will prepare. We need to prepare. Prepare your families, prepare your children, prepare what's going on, not only in religious things, but political things and financial things. There's a shift. We're in a shift. We're in a transition. We're transitioning. So if we don't warn with the trumpet warning, people will not be prepared. And God doesn't want us to be unprepared. That's why he's given us so many warnings in the Bible. Prepare the end times. What's going to be the big thing? Deception. So he lets us shine the light on deception, connecting the dots. Connecting the dots of what's going on in the hidden hand of the enemy, what he's trying to do. So for you that are taking notes, this is going to be more definitely of a teaching. So write notes and then look up and research things yourself. When you look things up and you research it yourself, it gets in you. It doesn't just go past you, but it makes it a part of you. So it's your now. Now you're aware. It's not just me telling you, but you've studied to show yourself approved. And that's what we must do. We must warn and blow the trumpet about the Hegelian dialectic, which we're going to talk about, order out of chaos, the problem, reaction, solution. And by the end of this, when you watch the news, you'll step outside and you'll see. We're going to talk to you about what you can do, how this is going to affect you, and how can you tell what's going on and how you can discern this philosophy of what's going on. And sometimes what I have to share might not fit what you've always thought. I've had to do the same. I've had to renew my mind and say, wow, I was taught this, but this isn't true. This is wrong. I got to it's work to relearn, but it's so beneficial, especially in these end times. So lay aside anything God tells you to lay aside, because you have to learn what he's trying to teach us. And they've dumbed us down. They've told us our Bible was really not to be read by anyone but the priest or by the bishops or certain pastors. But where the truth is this is your Bible, and you need to study your Bible. And the truth, God will, by his Holy Spirit, he connects you to truth. So, unfortunately, many are blind to seeing what's truly unfolding in front of them because they're feeding off the propaganda machine. I was talking to a relative, and I was telling them something, and they were like, well, that's not what the news says. And I was like,
imagine that.
In order to change the world and influence the masses, the control of the media is absolutely essential for them. They control us, manipulate us through programming. They desensitize us to violence, desensitize us to marriage, to sexual sins. Now it's just, oh, you're a good lover, rather than, no, you are fornicating. You know, everything is switched now to be acceptable in the world that we're living in. So they use the media. When the anti-propaganda law, listen to this and write this down. There was an anti-propaganda law was repealed in 2013. In the United States of America, the mainstream media was no longer accountable for what they broadcast domestically to its audiences. Changes were made to the National Defense Authorization Act NDAA, with an amendment that legalized the use of propaganda on the American public. That the mainstream media does not have to tell the truth. And politicians use them to create state propaganda with the use of the Hegelian dialectic to achieve their goals. So again, this anti-propaganda law was repealed in 2013, and now basically the media doesn't have to tell you the truth. Now remember, Satan has come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy, right? So this is part of his works. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's the god of this world. Remember, our world's coming.
Amen.
The media is used to play up the problem.
Yep.
They have to use fear, and there always has to be an enemy. Mm-hmm. Always another country is the enemy. Another person is your enemy. Another race is your enemy. Another political party is your enemy. All of this is the Hegelian dialectic to divide and conquer. And they use fear to do it, or an enemy. You've got to have an enemy for this philosophy to work. And then, problem, reaction, solution. They come in with a solution, not just on the spot, warp speed, whatever you want to call it, has already been planned. The solution's already been planned, but the problem has to be created. There's got to be a reaction. There's got to be a solution. Otherwise, you wouldn't fall for the solution. So all of this other stuff. Think of all the work they go to deceive. I'm talking political, religious, everything. The devil really works hard to get people to believe certain things. But he has to use programming to do it. Now the programming, even the advertising, soap operas, propaganda is used to condition. That's why they call it programming. News, north, east, west, and south, all over the world. To condition and desensitize. What is propaganda? Remember my dad telling me that. He said, it's all propaganda. And I thought, what's that? So it seemed like such a big word. It's false or exaggerated statements. Spread to help a cause, to help a political leader, to help do what they want to do. Propaganda. To manipulate the people's beliefs. And they'll use any means to reach its goals. What is this? This is deception, Matthew 24. At the end times, what's the greatest thing Jesus warns about? The great deception. Let no man deceive you. Okay, let's continue on with this. Now, another thing you could say, the Hegelian dialectic, it's a method of operation. It's their MO. It's the way they do business, and they've always done it this way. They found this worked. What is it? How does it apply to you? Basically, we want to know, how does this affect me? Problem, reaction, solution is another one of their words that they use, or what they've summarized. Look under articles for yourself. Research it out. This is the Hegelian dialectic, which George Wilhelm Hegel, he was a 19th century German philosopher. Here's that philosophy. Remember we talked about? Colossians 2, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. This is one of the philosophies. And it's Luciferian, trust me. Dialectic or method arguments for resolving disagreements. His method of arriving at the truth by exchange of logical arguments is a system of thought process still in use to this day. We're going to explain it and break it down. The basis of Hegelianism, not saying that again, dictates that the human mind can't understand anything unless it can be split in two polar opposites. So they have two sides. Some call it the yin-yang. They have good and evil. They have white. They love their white and black floors. They have white and black. They have right and left. They have Democrat and Republican. Everything is broken down to two sides. For example, when people are talking about two political parties, Republican or Democrat, they're actually referring to, without even realizing it, it's a thesis and antithesis based off the Hegelian dialectic. You got to have a problem. You got to have a reaction and a solution. You got to have two people that are always two parties always fighting against each other. And then for a few years, it'll go over on this side, and things will change a little. And then it'll switch back, and then it'll swing back to this. But a lot of things never change, like your taxes. And promises that this person's going to go to jail. And all the lies that are being told in the political arenas, and they go swing way over to one side to bring it back. This is called the Hegelian dialectic. And remember, the enemy wants to come in total chaos because he wants to bring the solution. So there's going to be a lot of confusion, and the Antichrist will rise and bring solutions. And I'm sorry if you're stuck in the right and left paradigm. It takes a lot of work to get out of it, because we want to rely on one party versus the other. But when you realize this is a dialectic, you start to see, get out of your emotions and step back and look at what's really happening. Yeah. This is a huge deception, and they're going to keep playing this because it works so well. And it divides you. It divides you against your family. It divides you against, it's just absolutely off the chains right now how crazy politicians have become, isn't it? And controlling and manipulative and tyrannical. They're actually referring to this thesis and antithesis off of the Hegelian dialectic. The only real debate that occurs is just the minor differences. They have these talks and debates that just fight over stupid stuff. While the real issues, there's nothing that's being said about it. Have you noticed there's not a whole lot of change? No matter who gets in there, what's going on? Beware of men and their deceitful philosophies. This whole George Hegel, he turned his back on Christianity and Christians. He denied that there is such a thing as absolute truth. How far back does this go? He rejected the Bible, saying it's too narrow and dogmatic. He offers a new door, a new path, saying man is an evolving, he's in an evolutionary journey. He's evolving to reign in his highest state. That's pantheism. And what does pantheism do? It tolerates all gods. The Hegelian method is used today to create a paradigm shift by canceling out the old with a new one. Canceling out the old church, the old Bibles, the old even policemen. We're seeing a shift of everything. Change is everywhere. The tactics, why do they use these tactics? To divide and conquer. To redefine words. Now, words mean different. They slip in Christianity and use some of the Christian words, but it doesn't mean what it did before. So it brings confusion. Well, the devil is the author of confusion and division. When you give place, I was thinking about this, these people that gave place to such a spirit of division, you're giving place to the devil. When you fight and divide against people, I don't care if you think you're right. If you give place to that, you're giving place to a spirit of division. You just gave place to the devil. And God doesn't want us to give place to him. Shut those doors. So he wants to divide. He wants to divide you against your family. He wants you divided against other Christians. He wants to divide you in politics. Everything is about division in the kingdom of the devil. Their other tactic is creating a crisis. They create crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And then make something confusing by hiding the truth about it. You bring some facts, but you leave out facts. It makes me mad because you think you're getting truth and you've been manipulated and deceived by politicians, by the media, by now you can't even get a good weather report. I mean, it's hard to even, the confusion over that. The sun, it's not going to rain today. We're sitting there in the rain. That's with my son. He goes, it wasn't supposed to rain today. Confusion and chaos. Where the end justifies the mean for the greater good. You have to see we do not think like these people, but we have to understand what they're doing to us, right? So how does this plan work? It requires acceptance. The people have to accept it. Then tolerate. You got to tolerate. And then you have to have a group mentality of what all the people think. It's a massive thing. You know, we believe this and we're tolerant of this. And you're subtly being seduced out of your faith. You think about education. You're subtly being seduced out of your faith in school. The bang theory, all this happened. What is that? It's anti-God, turning you against Christianity in the Bible. They start young. It cancels culture or tears down the old ideas. They say zero tolerance for this or that. When they say zero tolerance, it means total control. Now it's zero tolerance. You want to say certain things on some of your platforms, you can't say it. Oh, that's wrong. So who are these people? I don't even want to say the word because I don't want to get the rhythms going off. Who's checking them? Who are they owned by? Who are they run by? Who's profiting from these checks? Who's behind it? It's not God. It's not godly. The methods break down the old church model and replaces it with the emerging one. Church, politics, structures. Now we're seeing a big change in insurance, in the medical industrial complex. There is a medical industrial complex. There's religious industrial complex. There's a lot of these complexes, these structures that have been in place, and things are turning. They're changing. They're transforming into something different. They're emerging, and now they want us to be not judgmental. Don't judge. Don't judge anything. Can't judge. Don't touch. Well, what it's trying to do is separate you from your faith. It's trying to get you to accept and compromise everything, to tolerate it, compromise. And they bring it in through just love. It's just love. That's deception right there. Because Jesus and God are not just love. There's another judgment side of God. And that's why we don't want to sin. We don't want to sin and play that game because we want to have a clean and pure heart before God. We're not seeing how far off the edge we can play, right? But they want just love and unity, community organizers. Community centers are raising up all over the place, rising up. This cancel culture is used by change agents to guide our thoughts, tell you what to think. The war now is on your mind. It's how you're going to behave and your actions to the new system. Are you going to comply to the new system? In the church, it's used to break down the wall of separation that God set up. God called us to come out from amongst them and be ye separate and replace it with so-called unity. The message of the Bible, what's happened to the message of the Bible in these corporations, evangelical industrial complexes? The truth is watered down. They're great storytellers now. And compromised. If someone stands on the Bible doctrines, they're labeled as resistant to change. Heresy hunters. Modern Pharisees, or you're just legalistic. The natural result of the dialectic process is a searing of the conscience. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 2. They deceive themselves, saying they are no longer bound to biblical moral absolutes. We've seen this in the last 10 years, really, the emerging church. We have no rules. We have no boundaries. We have no laws. Is this God's movement? No. He wouldn't change his word. He doesn't give you weird Bibles that change the meanings of things, take out things, add others. The rebellion is subtle at first. All barriers must be broken down, paving the way for a worldwide ecumenical. What does that mean? It's basically under Rome. Everything is coming back under Rome. The evangelicals now are calling everyone to go back to Rome. A one world church. So So what has to change? We're going to start seeing this, like the Bible says, marriage must change. Even in the days of Noah, there's still going to be marriage, but who are they marrying? Strange creatures. I'm not going there. Sin is no longer even talked about. You don't talk about sin. You make everyone comfortable. Well, one thing about the conviction of the Holy Ghost, he makes you uncomfortable. He makes you so uncomfortable you want to get right. Amen. Not this movement. This movement's not from God, and it's headed in the opposite direction of God's will. They even mock God's will. Mockery. Resistance is expected, so they resort to deception, hiding the real agenda. In the political system, they make promises they have no intention on keeping. Everyone say, hoya, hoya, hoya. That's a bunch of hoya. They hide the facts. Liberties and freedoms will be taken away as its goal. So we're doing all this, and you get afraid, so you do things out of fear. And if we don't wake up as a whole world, we're coming fastly into some great, great end time deceptions. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to kill. He's coming to kill. He's not playing around. This is coming to some end time things of death. So it's important we know what his tools are, what is his mode of operation, what's going on. They adopt the Jesuit philosophy that the end justifies the means. I'm going to go back here a little bit, but think about how things have changed. Consider what Robert Schuller's January 2008 Rethink Conference. Rethink? What are we rethinking? It employed the Hegelian dialectic right here to further his New Age religion and create a new type of Christianity and ultimately a new world through the power of human potential. Now it's all about you and your potential and your gifts and you and you and you. What happened to real Christianity? It became man-centered. It's all about me. This is the Antichrist system, using Christianity as a cover. Now the conference was a convergence. Watch out for the word convergence. I see a big mega church. Not right here in our city, but down a ways, and they always have convergence conference. What is a convergence? Yeah. This is a red flag, hello, of some of the most influential Christian and global thinkers. This is what he said. I'm going to say it again. The conference was a convergence of some of the most influential Christian and global thinkers. This was the Rethink Conference announcement on October 15th, 2007. That they were going to have Christian and global thinkers. These great thinkers were also described as respected icons in media, politics, faith, science, don't forget science, business, and technology. The important fact is they represented contradictory ideas. Yin, yang, black, white. All of this goes back to what are we going to do? We have to have a big group think to put this all together. And their ideas were to be the stepping stones to something new. It's been new, all right. Beware when the world talks greatly of Christianity. It's not Christianity, they're coming in the name of Christianity to deceive people. To seek to combine contradictions into something new is the Hegelian dialectic. There's so many different parts of this, of how they've used it throughout the world and centuries. It's almost hard to pin it down. It's the key principle in the emerging church. You don't want to offend anybody. You want to make everybody comfortable. You don't need to bring a Bible. Just bring whatever you want. We all worship the same God. Replace the old doctrine with the new. New thinking, there are no absolute truths within their system. What is this? Deception. Now remember, the end times, the devil knows his time is short. So we're starting to see some real demonic activity that we've never seen before. We're in end times. And I am focusing on end time. People don't want to believe we're in end times, but we are. You are. We're fighting a spiritual battle that we've never fought before. And to say we're not, and to just hide away and, you know, think, you're going to have to face these things. And God wants us to face things. He's always wanted us to face truth, face reality. The enemy puts us in this false world, this false reality, this false spirit. Now it's a false meta thing. You know, we're going to go and have our own avatars and go buy land and we'll just, you know, stay home all the time, but we're really going to someplace and we're just, it's not reality. He doesn't want you to have friends. He doesn't want you to have fellowship. That's why this last year he's divided people you shouldn't have even divided from because of immaturity you've divided from. This is, you played right into the devil's hands, right? And you're not supposed to question when you have these think conferences and rethink and re-whatever. You're not supposed to question there, will I think, will I feel? It doesn't really matter what we think and feel. It's what the Bible says, and we have to condition our mind to what he says. And remember, the enemy's here in the God of this world trying to condition you to always dumb you down, make you not think that God loves you, make you think this and that and the other. You got to get into the Bible and read it for yourself. Because what happens when you do? Faith comes. Yeah. You don't even have to work at it. It's just there. Yeah. God's with me. It's so simple. He's made it hard. Now, can you handle a little bit more? The Hegelian dialectic is employed by world leaders, and New Agers to prepare the way for world harmony. They're going to say peace, peace. Remember the Bible says, beware when they say peace, peace.
Yes.
We're not going to have a peace in this world. So this is a lie. Yeah. Our peace and our joy and everything is, we have it now because we walk with him, but the whole world, the Bible says, is going to walk in darkness. The darkness is coming. That's why we have to fill our lamps with oil. In the end times, there's going to be people knocking on you. They want it now. They want what you have. And they're going to have to say, you know what? You didn't pay the price to get oil. You got to get oil. I can't give you any now. I need it for my light. So share and be open and be teachable now while we still can. It's employed to break down national sovereignty. Are we seeing that? Nation against nations. Create a global mindset to tear down the old contradictory religious and political systems and replace them with a new synchronized one. These riots and stuff that happened, these are set up situations to tear down. If you can't see through it, you're blind. You can't see it. I'm not going to go into all that. The late New Ager, his name was Scott Peck, wrote books that have sold by the millions, believed that man could become God through a process of spiritual evolution. They think because they have the fallen angels and the knowledge of the... This is demonic and through bloodlines, right? This darkness. He thinks you're going to evolve. So you keep doing rituals. They do blood sacrifices because there's power in the blood of Jesus. You don't need another sacrifice. Jesus is your sacrifice, but you sacrifice your temple. Be careful what you put in your temple. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the devil's always wanted to get in your temple. He wants your temple. He promoted the religion of science now is a religion. Of scientific skepticism or rejecting the religious faith of, this is the thing, they're telling kids in school now you can reject your parents' religion. Or if you go to counseling, they'll say, it's because your parents were Christian. This is what your problem is. It's everything your mom and dad taught you. I've heard this over and over, kids blaming their parents. And this is why they're being told to reject the faith of your parents, regardless of what it is, and build your own personal religion, questioning everything. Well, you should question everything in a way because you got to have faith for yourself. You got to study to show yourself approved. But that doesn't mean you reject truth from your parents. Because what is this goal? Divide the family. Divide you against your parents. And the parents are trying to get you to live right and the devil wants you to live wrong. Accept everything. Now, another form of this dialect, of this method, is the problem reaction solution. Most of us unwillingly fall victim to it too often, and if we don't stop, we're going to continue to lose our free will and our liberties, because this is how the world is functioning. Create a problem, People react, they fan the flames, they get all upset, and they demand a solution. And that solution was prepared way before the problem was ever created. This is why there's racial things. They want the division. They want certain laws put in place that they couldn't have put in place without some of this stuff going on, lawlessness. It's been used around the world. This is not new. This is so old. This is ancient. You could say in terms of controlling the masses and society in general, its deployment has been an effective tool in keeping humanity in check and where they want them to go. They think we're cattle, useless eaters. Cause us to go wherever they want to go. How? By controlling our minds, what you think, what you see, how you behave. You got to take your mind back. Almost all major events in history employ this dialect. Problem, manufacture, crisis, take advantage of one already in place in order to get the desired reaction, a public outcry where the public demands a solution, which has been predetermined from the beginning. Stuff what's going on right now, I'd love to talk about it, but they won't let me on YouTube. People are being played. And I think a lot of them are waking up and they're seeing it. They're starting to see this is not going to end. No, it's not going to end. They want to keep changing people. They want to go into, it's little steps, but we're seeing the Antichrist system, aren't we? Okay, so winding down here. My third winding down, right? In order to avoid falling victim to this dialect from now on, you have to remember the process. Anytime a major problem or issue arises in society, think about who's going to gain from this problem. Well, I hear a lot of people are making money right now. Yeah. The stock market's on certain things, certain potions, let's say. They're millionaires, they're trillionaires, and it's going to continue. Then remove yourself from the equation and take a step back to look at from a third-party perspective. See the so-called problem, look at who is reacting, why and in what way, then look for who is offering up the solution. Mm-hmm. Because this is how the Antichrist system has worked, but it's going to keep working until the Antichrist himself comes. So we're going to continually see chaos, chaos. And what's their big slogan? Order out of chaos. They want the solutions they want. They want to control humanity in the way they want it to go. So when you start seeing this, now you'll quickly see the real truth instead of the false truth they want you to see. The devil is a liar. Don't forget that. He is a liar. And if he controls the propaganda of the media, they're lying to you. They're lying to us. So ask God what the real truth is. What's the outcome? The outcome of all this, the rights and the liberties are exchanged for the illusion of protection and peace. And it is not protection. You are not going to be safe from their so-called safety, and you're not going to be protected by what they call safety. It's going to be more control, and it's going to be more of a police state. This is all about control. And remember, the devil is a narcissist. They're control freaks. They love to control everything. And he's still trying to be like the Most High God. I will be like the Most High God. Artificial intelligence, see everything you do, everything you buy, everything, all the data for everything. Can you imagine how much work that is? I mean, to God, he knows. He's omnipresent. He knows it all. The devil has to work so hard. Set up all this AI stuff and technology, from fallen angels, from even way back in Egypt and all these other things, why the flood happened. He has to work hard to be like the Most High. He'll never be like the Most High God. He's evil, but he wants to control people. And he wants to control you, your temple. Don't give it to him. So a problem always blames. It's always got to blame somebody. Who are they blaming now? If I don't take an aspirin, what'd you say? What'd you say earlier? You forget?
You take an aspirin for me to get rid of my headache.
I take an aspirin for him to get rid of his headache. This is called, who believes this stuff?
Yeah, really.
I put on suntan lotion so you don't get sunburned.
Yeah.
Never in history have we heard such nonsense. A problem always blames, shames others. This is part of the MO. People react by wanting protection, safety, and security to help solve a problem. I want to say this over and over and over again so you get it. Solution that was planned all along. Agents of change using seduction, deception, and manipulation. God doesn't manipulate you. God doesn't seduce you. God doesn't lie to you. So who is? Satan, the god of this world. Now the outcome is control, or the hidden agenda comes into play and it starts all over again. Then when this one gets done, they start with a new problem. A new problem, a reaction, a solution. This doesn't stop. It's a new game. We're thinking we're playing chess and the devil's playing check. We think he's playing checkers and the devil's playing chess. We think it's just over. It's like, oh no, this is so huge. And that's why the enemy gets threatened and he calls people, I can't even use that word now, but if you even think for yourself, there's something wrong with you. You got to be making stuff up. No, use your brain, use your head, think, see what's going on, see the fear, the intimidation, the division. It's been used in history by Karl Marx, Sigmund Freud, oh, he was a winner, wasn't he? And many others. This is not new. It's difficult to expose because the solutions are kept secret as they control and manipulate outcomes. This is all about control and manipulating an outcome. All right, order out of chaos, the new system, seizing power. It's not this is a quote from Henry Kissinger. It's not a matter of what is true that counts, but a matter of what is perceived to be true. It's not a matter of what is true, he said, that counts, but a matter of what is perceived to be true. Wow, I don't think I'd trust him, do you? Do not fall for the Hegelian dialectic that's happening right now in the mainstream media, politics, and religious systems. Beware, we're in the end times. In the last scriptures, the Bible tells us that we are to separate from darkness. These things tell us to join together. Now I beseech you, brethren, Romans 16:17, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine you have received. Doesn't say join them. It says avoid them. Expose them. Well, that's not love. Yes, it is. Truth is love. Truth is love. You can't just say love is ooshy-goosy, syrupy, na-na-na-na-na. That's not love. You can't make up your own love definition. You love your kids, so you tell them the truth, and you discipline them. 1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Do you know that the whole world lies in wickedness? And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and the eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. 1 John 5:19-21. The Bible asks us in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? The ecumenical New Age emerging church crowd says, sure, we can make that work. Let's make it work. It's not what God says. So who are you going to believe? And he also says that the world lies in wickedness. So why are we putting our trust in this world? When the God of this world is Satan, he's the author and the finisher, he's the one that wants to deceive and confuse you. We got to put our trust in God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He got you saved. Yes. You were brought into an understanding that you wanted to make Jesus Lord of your life because you knew you needed help. Well, as you receive Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. Every day, one step. We can't even plan for trips and stuff nowadays. What's going to happen? People are like, can I go out of the country? No. Can I go here? Can I go there? One step at a time. He's never going to give us more than we can handle, right? One step at a time. So, Father, we thank you for letting us see. Sometimes this isn't fun, but these are lessons we have to know so that we can stand by and see the problems they're creating and the fear, the anxiety, the stress, and the division that they're creating, and then the solution they want us to have and take. And this isn't the end. This is the beginning of a new era that we are walking in. The agenda is the hidden hand. And thank you, Lord, for showing us the dots. Give us eyes to see, that we can see and not be afraid. We can prepare and not be afraid. Because you said, do not fear. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. So we're not afraid. We thank you, Lord, because you give us that inner strength every day. In Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen.
I just want to let everyone know you can go to our livinginhispresence.org. You can watch all of our videos from there. We don't know how much longer YouTube is going to, far as any of them. There's reasons why I don't go on some of the other ones. I think some of them are honey traps. I do. And many of you have said you've gotten unsubscribed. You don't even get our videos anymore. You can look them up. We get a message out every Friday night. Usually it's sometimes late Friday night. Sometimes it's earlier, depending on when we meet. But go there so you know. I plan on having a message every week for you. That's what I do. That's what I'm called to do right now in this end times. And just stay as a watchman. And if you are getting unsubscribed, try again. And if you would like this video, this is one that's probably not real exciting, but it'll feed you. It'll feed you in the days to come. So like it. If you like it, it helps us because then it gets it up so that other people can view it. And they want me shadow banned. They don't want me talking about the stuff that I am. And I have backed off a little, but I just felt like I wanted to come back and punch a little bit today. Got to do it. We got to do what we're supposed to do. Sometimes I like to encourage you for the weary, and sometimes you just got to know. You know, we have to preach the whole counsel, and I try to do that. And also, livinginhispresence.org, or you can always email. I love emails and letters. It'll be on the screen, but info@lihpc.org. I love to hear what's going on in your country. Prayer requests. We always pray for there's so much going on in different countries, and they want us to cut off fellowship from each other. So we can't know what's going on. We need to stay connected as long as we can. And if you don't have a church, I just encourage you, get these YouTubes and invite someone out. You only need one other person. You can do it by yourself, but if you need fellowship too. Grab somebody else that's like-minded, if you can find them, and talk. The enemy wants us to do everything with social media and not be connected. You need to be connected. God created us to be together. And you won't believe how much encouragement will come just talking to other people. The enemy wants us to be isolated, 6 feet apart. And I mean, this is part of a plan. It's bigger than what you think. And we have to continually obey God and try to pray people into your life. And some people have to go. They do. It's a point where they're divisive and they don't want to learn. They don't want, you've taken them as far as you can go. And sometimes people want to play in kindergarten. And when they want to play in kindergarten, you got to move on. You got to go to first grade, second grade. A lot of people stop because they don't want to study. And that's why in these end times, you got to research. You got to ask God to give you a heart to hunger for truth. And then you got to be careful that you don't dab too much into this darkness. And there's a whole balance to all of it. And just pray God keeps you in balance so you don't go from one ditch to the other and, you know, stay down the narrow road and don't get weird. All right. I just had to add a little humor there at the end just to make you smile. All right. Thank you.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time. Jesus, I